through the night. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Protesters continuing to demonstrate across the U.S. late Saturday, following the Supreme Court's ruling to reverse Roe v. Wade. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Cities nationwide are on edge over a second night of protests following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. U.S. Capitol Police say two people were arrested outside the Supreme Court building. Friday's 5-4 ruling overturns the court's landmark 1973 decision on abortion rights, removing federal protections for abortions after nearly 50 years.
10 pro-abortion protesters were arrested for disorderly conduct outside a pregnancy center in Eugene, Oregon, Saturday. Former President Trump praising the Supreme Court's decision at a rally in Mendon, Illinois. President Biden again denouncing the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade Saturday before leaving for the G7 summit in Germany. Strategic Communications Coordinator John Kirby says the G7's first session will be centered on the global economy. Massive inflation in food and energy prices affecting people all over the world.
Leaders are going to be talking about core problems that are on the top of mind for all of us across the board, like rising prices, supply chain disruptions, all exacerbated by this war in Ukraine and by Mr. Putin's decision.
President Biden also signing gun safety legislation before departing for Germany Saturday. It includes tougher background checks for gun buyers between the ages of 18 and 21 and pays states to enhance their red flag laws. Most of the $13 billion cost will be applied to mental health programs and schools. Pfizer announcing Saturday that it has created a COVID-19 vaccine shot to increase protection against the highly transmittable Omicron variant. U.S. health officials expected to decide whether to offer updated booster shots this fall. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
We're learning new details about Brian Laundrie's suicide note in the Gabby Petito case. Fox's Christina Coleman has more from Los Angeles.
Brian Laundrie claimed he took Gabby Petito's life out of mercy after she injured herself trying to cross a stream during their cross-country trip. In the notebook, he wrote in part, quote, "I don't know the extent of Gabby's injuries, only that she was in extreme pain. I ended her life. I thought it was merciful, that it is what she wanted. But I see now all the mistakes I made. I panicked. I was in shock. But from the moment I decided, took away her pain, I knew I couldn't go on without her." Laundrie also wrote in the notebook, quote, "I have killed myself by this creek in the hopes that animals may tear me apart, that it may make some of her family happy."
A young woman pleading guilty to murder after her drunk driving caused a deadly crash in California.
Grace Coleman is scheduled to be sentenced July 29th. She accepted a plea deal from an Orange County judge that calls for a sentence of 21 years to life. She could have faced 42 years to life. The 23-year-old woman pled guilty to second-degree murder for causing a crash that killed a couple and injured their three young children in December of 2020. Her blood alcohol level was 0.22, nearly three times the legal limit. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
The Amber Heard Johnny Depp saga continues.
Amber Heard's attorneys were back in a Virginia court filing an appeal in this same month in which a 7-person jury ruled in favor of Johnny Depp, awarding the actor over $10 million in a defamation case. Heard's main attorney was told that the actress would have to put up an $8.35 million bond with 6% interest per year for any appeal to move forward. That sum minus the $2 million Heard won in her countersuit. Heard's attorneys have 21 days to find this money. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.